Oh, Mrs. Raisin, it's so kind of you to take our old folk out for the day. Mr. and Mrs. Boggle can't get about as much as they used to, so they'll be so happy to take advantage.
Mrs. Bloxby, it's a pleasure. I'm always happy to help someone less fortunate than myself.
Oh, careful! Not much of a driver, are you, Mrs. Raisin?
No! That's three near misses in the past half hour!
I am doing my best, Mrs. Boggle. I am not familiar with Bristol's ridiculous one-way system.
Well, Mrs. Fortune never had no trouble, did she, Boggle?
No, Mrs. Fortune never complained.
If Mrs. Fortune is so magnanimous, where is she now?
She's a very busy woman.
Can't always manage to take us.
No, she's probably up in the trees teaching baby birds how to fly.
Right, Mrs. Raisin, pull over!
Why?
I needs to spend a penny in them bushes.
Mrs. Boggle, I was prepared to be your chauffeur, your skivvy, and your banker, but I draw the line at lavatory attendant.
Well, it serves you right for dragging us away from them tea rooms so fast. You won't be doing that again in a hurry.
That is correct, because I will not be taking you out again.
Oh, Mrs. Raisin, why ever not?
Because first thing tomorrow morning, I am going to sell up and move back to London.
Agatha Raisin by M.C. Beaton. Dramatized for radio by David Semple. Starring Penelope Keith as Agatha. Episode 3. The Potted Gardener.
Agatha.
James! Oh, you made me jump.
Sorry, didn't mean to. I've just been doing a spot of gardening. Thought I'd pop over and see how you were getting on with yours.
Getting on fine with my garden. I stand in it, have a smoke. It provides me with weeds to look at.
Agatha, you really ought to do something with it. You're letting it go to ruin.
Life's too short to mow the lawn. Besides, it'll only grow back again in 6 months.
You should join the Carsley Horticultural Society. It's awfully good fun.
Oh, yes. Discussing the Latin name for a Michaelmas daisy, that does sound fun. Anyway, if you think the garden's bad, you should see the house. I can't get a cleaner for love nor money.
Good Lord, don't tell me you're actually having to get down on your knees and do it yourself, are you?
Don't you start. I've had a very trying day chauffeuring the Boggles.
Oh, it was your turn this week. How was it for you?
Absolute hell. Oh. But at least now, I know where I stand on euthanasia.
Mrs. Bloxby roped me into it last week. By about 2 o'clock, I was so desperate to get home, I actually faked an angina attack. Hold on, that's my front door.
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, it's Mary Fortune. Mary, I'm over here, in Agatha's.
The divine Mrs. Fortune. Yes, do invite your guests into my garden, please.
James, darling. Hello, Agatha.
Mrs. Fortune.
James, I've brought you some fuchsia cuttings.
Oh, excellent. What variety?
There's Moonglow, Bouffant, and Baby Blue Eyes.
I'm experimenting with Galahad this year. Marvellous Pale Corolla.
Oh, that is exciting. We can do swapsies. Oh, Mrs. Raisin, it is an interesting garden. I see you've gone for the wilderness look.
Yes, and it's taken a lot of work to achieve this effect.
And what are those chippings in all the beds? Is it some kind of organic mulch?
No, they're my cigarette butts.
Oh. Well, I'm sure this sort of garden is very eco-friendly. Weeds make such a good habitat for moths.
Come now, Mary, even moths have standards.
Oh, it must be so frustrating for you, James, when the seeds blow into your garden. Still, I suppose at a certain age it's tempting to just let everything go.
At least in my case, I had something to let go of.
Agatha was just saying how hard it is to find a cleaning lady.
Oh, I know. I am so lucky. Doris Simpson does for me. She's such a treasure. But I don't think she'd have time for your place. I do keep her busy.
We'll see about that. Treasure has a way of changing hands.
Right, well, I think these fuchsia cuttings need to be potted on. Are you coming with us, Agatha?
No, thank you. I've just remembered I've got some wet paint and I want to watch it drying. Good evening.
Oh, goodbye. Don't you find camellias an absolute joy?
Hello?
Doris Simpson?
Yes, that's right.
Good evening. My name is Agatha Raisin. Now, I understand you do cleaning.
Well, I do, but I don't see as how I could manage any more, and that's a fact. Mondays is Mrs. Chumley, Tuesday's Mrs. Barr, Wednesday's Mrs. Fortune, Thursday's...
How much does she pay you?
Who, Mrs. Fortune?
Yes, just out of interest.
£3 an hour.
That's slave labour. Come to me and I'll give you £5.
Well, I don't know if I can.
And sick pay.
What? That's very generous.
And 7 weeks' holiday.
Well, I don't think Mrs. Fortune would be too happy.
No, I don't suppose she will be.
Mrs. Wason, how dare you?
Ah, Mrs. Fortune. Lovely evening.
I have spent months building up a relationship with my cleaner.
Oh, I see. Paying someone peanuts, never giving them time off, and following them round the house tutting. That's a relationship, is it?
Fine. You can keep Doris. I hope you're very happy together. But I'm having James Lacey.
Well, everybody, thank you for coming. This is an all-time record for the Carsley Horticultural Society. Yes, we're spreading like the fronds on a Dicksonia fibrosa.
Mrs. Brazen, over here.
Hello, Mrs. Bloxby.
Now, tonight is a very special night for us. Mrs. Fortune will present an illustrated lecture entitled The Gardens of California. And to celebrate the occasion, Mrs. Bloxby has baked some Californian-style chocolate chip cookies.
Oh. Yes, they're just on the table. Do help yourself.
Now, I have to set up the slide projector, so do feel free to stretch your legs for a few minutes.
Mrs. Raven, I didn't know you had green fingers.
There's a lot of people around here don't know about me. Why does everyone think of me as some kind of townie?
Well, this lecture should be interesting. Mrs. Fortune spent quite a few years in California before she came to our little village.
That must be where she got her facelift.
Oh, Mrs. Fortune, you do know Mrs. Raisin?
How lovely to see you, Mrs. Bloxby.
We're going all continental this evening.
Yes, I have met Mrs. Raisin.
We were just discussing your time in California, Mrs. Fortune. It must be quite a culture shock going from somewhere that's the heart of the film industry to a place with just one video rental shop.
Oh, no, it's an absolute joy. Towards the end of my time in California, I grew so tired of actors and models and glamorous people. Really, I'd far rather be with people like you.
Oh, that's so kind. Well, I must go and hand out my glamorous cookies.
Oh, look, it's darling James.
Don't make me drop my seedlings, Mary. I was going to give you some of these.
Oh, super. I've got some, too. We can do swapsies again.
Excuse me, Mrs. Fortune. Could you just come and check the slides are in the correct order?
Dear Bernard, isn't this man a treasure? He runs the Horticultural Society, he organises meals on wheels, the Boy Scouts.
Well, there's no point sitting at home moping, is there?
Oh, you're so modest. But really, you are an incredible man. You're such a doer. Now, let's sort out these slides, then, shall we?
You're very kind, Mrs. Fortune, but really, I'm just an ordinary man.
Wonderfully flamboyant character, Mary.
James, that woman snares men the way a Venus flytrap snares insects. Look at the way she's flirting with Bernard Halitosis' breath.
She's just rather vivacious, that's all.
She collects men like little potted seedlings. Probably keeps them in her greenhouse with a name tag on their ankles.
Beware, my lord, of jealousy. It is the green-eyed monster that doth mock the meat it feeds on.
I am not jealous. Right, I am off to fill my face with chocolate chip cookies.
Fine, and I shall go and sit next to someone a little less censorious.
Chivers, please. That is a puddle, not a drinking fountain.
Agatha!
James, I thought you'd be over at Mary's examining her seedlings, doing some swapsies, going to the shopsies, eating pork chopsies.
There's no need to take that turn.
I thought, now that you're taking an interest in gardening, I could come round and give you some tips.
Oh, I see. Unwanted horticultural advice. What are you, a Jehovah's gardener?
Now, look, your soil is absolutely sodden. It hasn't seen a hoe since the relief of Mafeking.
As recently as that?
But with a bit of vigorous digging. Oh, God.
What's the matter? Have you stabbed yourself in the foot?
I can't get out of this position.
Well, it serves you right for sticking your fork in where it isn't wanted.
Agatha, please. I'm in agony.
Let's get you into the house.
Oh.
At least you can be in agony on a comfy sofa.
Oh.
Come on in. Can you sit down?
Good Lord, I can hardly lift up my head to see which way I'm... Sorry. Going.
What exactly is the matter with you?
Well, my back's giving me hell. And I've got this lump right here in my abdomen.
Let's have a look.
It's just here.
Take your shirt off.
I don't think that's really necessary.
Well, you don't expect me to examine it by braille, do you?
Fair enough. I suppose you're right.
Take it right off.
Oh, very well. Look. Here it is.
It's the size of a golf ball.
Do you think it could be a hernia?
That's possible. I'm assuming you didn't get peckish on a golf course.
Can I have my shirt back, please?
Oh, hold on. I'll just get that.
Crikey, it's me. Surprise, surprise.
Roy, what are you doing here?
Well, there's no need to sound quite so underwhelmed. Oh, hello.
Good evening.
Roy, there is a reason I've got a half-naked man in my living room.
I'm sure there is.
My name is James. I'm from next door, and my back just gave out, and Agatha was taking a look, and so I
do you think it's lumbago?
No. I suppose it could be. I don't think it's...
Because I could give you a massage. I'm an absolute wizard, Shiatsu.
No, thank you. I really must stare back to my cottage, house, and,
James, let me come with you.
No, I think I can manage 45 yards.
Ooh.
I'll pop round later.
There you go. Oh, here's your shirt.
Thank you. Thanks.
Right, why didn't you phone to say you were coming?
Because someone's been leaving her phone off the hook.
Oh, yes. I've been getting abusive phone calls. I kidnapped someone's cleaning lady. It's a long story.
Well, it's not as long as the tale of woe that I'm about to tell.
Oh, dear. Shall I pour some gin and we can drown our sorrows?
Oh, sweetie. There isn't enough gin in the world.
So, how are things in PR?
I don't do PR anymore. Your Mr. Pedman has given me the old heave-ho.
No. I said if he wanted the company, he had to keep on my staff.
Well, he did keep me on, but we had a bit of a contretemps.
Oh, Roy.
It was all to do with the British Legion poppy appeal. Now, we needed a top celeb to wear a poppy on their chest and thinking chest. I naturally came up with Jordan.
Oh, no.
But Pedman insisted on using June Whitfield.
Thank goodness.
So, since he didn't understand my vision, I got some photos of his face, put them on the body of a porn star and posted them all over the internet.
That is appalling.
No, it was quite nice, actually. I printed you out a couple of copies.
You really shouldn't have.
Oh. So, here I am, 21 years old and on the scrap heap.
Your 21st birthday is a dim and distant memory.
Oh, between you, me and the lamppost. But I'm hoping if I knock a few years off, I won't be on the scrap heap for quite so long.
Oh, hello, Chippers. Come to join us.
We've still got the flea bag.
Don't be so jealous. Now, I shall make you up the spare bed. Oh, I need an early night.
Oh, something exciting in the morning.
The highlight of my humdrum life. Wednesday's the day we put the wheelie bins out. More gin?
Oh, morning, Agatha.
James, how are you?
Well, I've been to the doctor and, it's not good.
Roy, I've got wonderful news.
How do you like your sausages? Crisp, charcoal or burnt to a frazzle?
Never mind about that. Just listen. James Lacey has a suspected abdominal hernia.
And the good news?
That is the good news.
Oh, abdominal hernia. Oh, bring on the champagne and the dancing girls.
No. The point is, in a month's time, we're having the Carsley Garden Festival. We all open our gardens up for charity and vote for our favourite.
Oh, one sausage or two?
Three, please. Now, James was an absolute dead cert to win, but if he has to give up gardening, I'm in with a chance.
Aggie, how can I put this? A garden is a delicate thing. It needs love. It's not like people where you can just shout at them.
I can do caring and nurturing. These sausages are vile. No, there's one simple way to win this competition.
And that is?
Buy everything from a garden centre. Pot there the day before, have everything installed overnight, and hey presto, instant garden. No frost damage, leaf rot, or mealyworm infestation.
Aggie, I hate to bring up the past, but don't you remember last year? You cheated in a quiche competition and the judge popped his clogs.
Well, that's not going to happen again, is it? The judge isn't likely to nibble my deadly nightshade, is he?
Well, there is the small matter of your next-door neighbours. I mean, won't they be a teensy bit suspicious when this magic garden suddenly appears?
I thought of that. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to build a 10-foot-high fence. No one will see into the garden for the next 6 weeks except for you and me.
Oh, lovely. Checkpoint Charlie comes to the Cotswolds.
Now, when can you start?
Sorry. Start what?
You're my horticultural consultant. I mean, you're not working, so I need a 10-foot-high cedar wood fence and an aerial plan of my prize-winning garden.
Aggie, I don't know the difference between a herbaceous border and a sebaceous cyst.
Right, where's my checkbook?
Aggie, I am incorruptible. I will play no part in this web of horticultural iniquity.
Will this change your mind?
Right. What would you prefer, water feature or decking?
Morning, Mrs. Raisin.
Ah, Bernard. Mrs. Fortune, come to give me some tips?
I'm just wondering if you have planning permission for this alteration.
It's only going up until open day.
I'm sure it contravenes planning regulations. What do you think, Mary?
Well, I really don't see how your plants are going to get any light.
Mrs. Fortune, I've worked in public relations, show business really, and we always believe in keeping an audience in suspense. So when the 7th of June arrives, I can promise you something quite spectacular.
What a particularly vulgar woman that Mrs. Raisin is.
Let's not talk about her, Bernard, darling. You promised to look at my conservatory.
Oh, yes, of course. You mentioned that you picked up some interesting propagating techniques in California.
Oh, I pick up techniques wherever I go.
Goodness. How did you get planning permission for this?
I had to pull quite a few strings with the council. Now, Bernard, do take your coat off. It does get rather steamy.
Yeah. It's like the Garden of Eden.
Why don't you try some fruit?
At this time of year?
Morello cherry, the first of the season.
A little too tart for my liking.
Oh, mind you don't get juice down your shirt.
Thank you. That's a very powerful humidifier.
My seedlings like the atmosphere to be moist.
I've never used a humidifier, but I always feel if you can keep consistent atmospheric conditions, then your plants...
Has anyone ever told you you're a very attractive man?
No. They haven't, actually.
Well, it's true. You're so boyish, so full of energy.
Well, I try to keep fit. I would say I'm every bit as athletic as I was when I was 21.
Oh, I'm sure you are. But why don't you show me?
Mrs. Fortune.
Please call me Mary. Mary, Mary, quite contrary.
And you join us today on Gardener's Question Time from the potting shed here in Starsholt. We've got the...
Mrs. Bloxley.
Oh, Mrs. Raisin, may I come in?
Of course.
Oh, thank you.
You look as if you've seen a ghost.
I've seen something much worse.
I would offer you a cigarette, but I know you're far too clean living.
Oh, that's all right. I just need to get my breath back.
Take your time. Now, sit down. Tell me what happened.
Well, I was taking an early morning walk around the village today, and I saw Mr. and Mrs. Boggle leaning on their garden gate.
They didn't ask for a day trip, did they?
No. They were very upset. Someone had been into their garden in the night, taken their garden gnomes and chopped their heads off.
Well, they do live very close to the Red Lion, and it can get a bit rough on a Friday night.
Yes, that was my first thought, but then I just popped into James Lacey.
James?
Yes. He's got some beautiful white roses. He really thought they were prize winners. But someone went into his garden last night and spray-painted them black.
Well, perhaps it's a practical joke.
If it is, it's a very cruel one. Then I saw Bernard Spot. He was standing on his front lawn in floods of tears.
What happened to him?
Someone poured weed killer in his goldfish pond.
Ugh.
You could see all the poor dead fish floating on the surface.
That is appalling, but surely it was just someone who'd had a bit too much to drink.
I don't think so. I think something terrible is happening in the village.
Right, Mrs. Raisin, I've hoovered your carpets and I've dusted all of downstairs.
Doris, you are worth your weight in gold.
But there's something I wanted to ask you.
Far away?
Can't I take those Venetian blinds down and give the windows a proper polish?
Absolutely not. No one is allowed to see into my garden except my horticultural assistant, Roy.
Mrs. Raisin, I don't mean to speak out of turn, but this garden festival, it's only meant to be a bit of fun.
Precisely. And if you open your presents 6 weeks before Christmas, that spoils the fun.
If you ask me, the whole thing has got out of hand. And now we've got some lunatic cutting the heads off innocent garden gnomes.
Doris, that's got absolutely nothing to do with me.
Oh, no, no, Mrs. Raisin. No, 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 no. I wasn't accusing you. Now, I'm not one to gossip, but if I had to lay money on it, I'd go for that Mary Fortune.
Doris, that's a terrible thing to say. Do go on.
Well, she's one of those people, all nice and smiley on the outside, but you look at her face. There's something there you can't quite trust.
Well, the surgeons did their best, but they couldn't remove all traces of personality.
Surgeons? What are you talking about?
Didn't you know? When she was in California, she had a bit of a nip and tuck.
That woman's never been to California in her life. Before she came here, she was living in Solihull.
Solihull, my word. Doesn't have quite the same ring as Beverly Hills. What made her leave? Not that it was much of a wrench.
Well, she had a very nasty divorce, my dear. Husband left her for someone half her age.
The usual empty-headed bimbo, I suppose.
Actually, no. It was a pizza delivery boy from Wolverhampton. If you ask me, that's why she's quite so keen on chasing men. Just so she knows she can still work her old charms on them.
Doris, would you mind getting that, please?
Will do.
Afternoon, Doris. Mrs. Raisin about?
Oh, Constable Wong. Yes, I'll just give her a call. Mrs. Raisin, police gentleman for you.
Ah, the old Bill. Or rather, the young Bill. Doris, can you do the back bedroom, please?
Yes, Mrs. Raisin.
Come in, Bill, please.
Thank you.
What have I done now?
Nothing, I hope. But what with all this vandalism, I'm having to look in everyone's back garden.
Bill, it's really not convenient. I'm doing a lot of work.
Ah, I cannot show favouritism. So if you could just open your back door, please.
Can you keep a secret?
That depends on how wicked this secret might be.
Well, you're about to find out.
Oh, blow me. Someone's stolen your garden.
I've been doing a bit of digging. Chivers, get out of the mud.
There's nothing left. It's like the craters of the moon.
Well, it isn't finished yet.
I should hope not. You won't win any prizes with this. We don't go for avant-garde in the Cotswolds.
Well, I was going to add a few things. I'm sending a lorry down to the garden centre the night before the competition.
She's gone back to the dark side.
Well, it's not the worst thing in the world. I am gardening. I'm just using a credit card instead of a trowel.
Agatha, what is it with you? Just when you seem to be settling in, just when you seem to be part of the scenery, you have to pull off a stunt like this to get one over on people.
Bill, I try to do things properly. I bake little cakes. I take old people for rides in the countryside. But something in me just needs to win things.
Oh, well. At least I can tell the boss you haven't got the Boggle's gnomes. In this great big pit, there's no way you could hide them.
Hello?
Aggie, we're here, and we've got your secret garden.
Oh, what time is it?
2 o'clock in the morning. Can we start unloading?
I'll be down in a minute, but don't make too much noise.
Oh, we wouldn't dare. There's a breathless ash down in Lilac Lane. Agatha Raisin is cheating again.
With azaleas on the left. Now, over here, my particular pride and joy. Free Montedendron Californicum.
Mrs. Raisin, that is most certainly not free Montedendron. It's very clearly a Phygelius capensis.
You don't know what you're talking about. Now, over here...
Agatha, where did you plant out these begonias?
The last week in April.
Goodness. So did I, but mine died of ground frost the first week of May.
beginner's luck. Now, over here, a lovely example of hydrangea.
Hydrangea? Hydrangeas have veins on their leaves, and the flowers are in clusters. This is, in fact, a Robinia pseudoacacia called Frisia.
Anyone like some tea?
Oh, Mr. Raven, what a beautiful garden. It's like something from a fairy tale.
Indeed, it is quite beyond belief.
Oh, hello, Bernard. Oh, Mr. Lacey, how was your operation?
Went rather well, but it'll be a long time before I do any weightlifting.
Oh. Has anyone seen Mrs. Fortune? She put so much effort into her garden. I thought she'd be doing the rounds. I
haven't seen her for weeks.
Well, let's pop round, shall we, Bernard?
Thank you for rescuing me, Mrs. Bloxby.
Well, I was coming up the garden path and Mr. Spot did seem to be going for your jugular somewhat.
Well, he's noticed quite a lot of his garden didn't actually grow here.
Old habits die hard, Mrs. Raven.
Master Mary's now. Congratulate her on winning first prize.
Mary? Mary?
Mr. Lacey, I really feel we should come back later. This is somebody else's property.
Bernard, look around. Someone's been here before us.
How'd you come to that conclusion?
For God's sake, look. These plants look as though they've been hacked up with a machete.
Well, I won't win any prizes for topiary, but I really feel it's none of our business. Here she comes now.
Oh, Mary. Oh, it's you.
Thank you, James. I do like a nice warm welcome. What happened here?
Looks as if our mysterious garden vandal has struck again.
James, what's in that terracotta pot?
Hmm. Judging by the shape, it's some variety of palm. Dicksonia fibrosa?
But why has she wrapped it up in a bin liner?
I really feel we should leave now and put the matter in the hands of the police.
I'm going to open it.
Oh, no. Agatha, please don't.
It's Mary.
In Agatha Raisin, Penelope Keith starred as Agatha, and Malcolm Sinclair was James. Roy was played by David Holt, Bernard Spot by Paul Brook, and Mary Fortune by Sally Grace. Liza Sadovy was Mrs. Bloxby, and Ben Crow was D.C. Wong. Agatha Raisin was dramatised by David Semple from the novel by M.C. Beaton, and the producer was Carol Smith.